Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to today's episode of the New Day Show. Today's the day when we go 2 for 1. And any minute now, we will be joined by my co-host, Mr. Jim Nemley from Building Your Extraordinary Business. And our guest today is Dr. C.J. Cohn. So we will be joining them momentarily. On Mondays between 7 and 8 p.m. is when we feature one of our distinguished speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, to take place at the prestigious Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. We have such an amazing lineup of speakers for you, and you're just going to be so excited about their being there. I want to remind you that if you have not yet registered, I encourage you to visit www.DaphneClarkHudson.com and just take advantage of the early bird registration, because you are, as a matter of fact, you are going to be saving $180 off the cost there. So we look forward to having you there with us. So I was here waiting on them to call me, but I think I need to call them. So I am calling them right now, and momentarily we should be connected with them over there at the Building Your Extraordinary Business.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
Hello, Mr. Jim.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you press at least 4 digits of your PIN number. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay, I'm trying to reach them over there. I don't know what's happening.
Blog Talk Radio. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
Connect to expert locksmiths for 24/7 fast and reliable service on automobile lockouts, key replacement, and key repair. Connect to expert locksmiths now. Press the star key now to connect to expert locksmiths.
Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and play some music again, because it not sure what's happening. He's on the air. Blog Talk Radio. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours.
I'm hearing myself while I sit.
Yes.
Hello. I am not sure what's happening. It's more than 10 times. It keep dropping me and telling me you're not on the air. And I am hearing you when I'm in the chat room. So I'm happy that we are together. I apologize for that.
No, you can't apologize for it. And I'm hearing that we have our little ocean of feedback in the background again. You hear that?
Have you turned your speakers down on your computer?
Because I called in on the phone because Skype was giving me problems, so I called in on the telephone.
Well, anyways, you've been listening to CJ and I, and
yes,
we were having a delightful time.
Yeah, just continue the conversation.
we've been having a ball. I'm telling you, we've been having a ball. And folks on my side of the ledger, yes, we've finally gotten through to the dynamic, the dazzling, the famous Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, whose vision it was to have this Vision Weekend 2012 conference. And I'm so delighted to be working with her. Her energy and her enthusiasm and her faith is over the top. And, you know, we need that out there today, especially in people who want to help other folks. So, you know, Dr. Daphne, why don't you start talking some?
Yes, thank you so very much. And hello, Dr. Cohen. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And, you know, a part of this glitch, you mentioned, Jim, about faith. And a lot of times when we are working on projects, there are things that turn up, and we just have to be persistent and keep pressing in. And just press into the end for the result that we want. And I'm thankful that I'm able to join the conversation because I was listening from the chat room and heard all the amazing insight that Dr. CJ Cohen has been passing on to our listeners. And the Vision Weekend Conference is designed just for that same reason, all the things that you two have been talking about, because we are living in a time when people are lost for different reasons. Just this evening prior to us getting on the show there, I got a call from a gentleman who is a musician for over 30 years, yet he was talking about he wants to get his name out there, and he shared a situation with me when he played at a prominent place. And he pointed out to me that when they hired certain band at that place, they had to come up with a couple grand to pay them for one performance. Yet when they hired him, they did not want to pay him anything. And so I heard you all talking about branding and all of that, and that's what a lot of us are lacking. We don't know what our brands are, and if we don't know, then we cannot effectively market who we are and expect for people to support us. So I'm excited about the team that we have for the Vision Weekend Conference and the quality of information that we have to pass on to our attendees and participants. So that's all from me for now.
No, well, I'll tell you something, and in a little bit, I really want you to fill the listeners in on who's on the roster and the whole nine yards.
I can do that. I didn't know whether you wanted me to do that now.
Sure,
would you like me to do
you know,
that now?
Why not? You know why? Why I'm saying that is this. You know, here we have the esteemed Dr. C.J. Cohn on the line, you know, she's blowing me away with what she's saying. But there are how many more besides
Dr. Cohn
is going to be on?
I think right now, when we look on up to the panelists, it looks like we're up to 18 speakers. And, Jim, I tell you something. I've been going to conferences for many, many years. I have gone to conferences that after I pay my hotel and my airfare to get there, I don't have any money else to buy food. And I get there, and then it's only maybe one or two or three classes that I can get to attend while I'm there after spending a few hundred dollars well. So, based on that experience, I know that I had to choose where I go, and a lot of times torn between two classes. So when this design came about, I made a commitment that whomever attend will not have to select where they go. They will have the opportunity of listening to each person, and this is what this platform is about. So when you come, you are going to be hearing from each speaker. And our keynote speaker for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 is Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Vision of the Brilliance Institute. And his message is around creating your brilliance. Then we have Mr. William Cohn, who is husband of Dr. C.J. Cohn, and he is a business coach and CEO of Dominating Your Destiny, and he works alongside Dr. Cohn at Dominating Your Destiny, and they travel across the country working with small businesses and people who want to set up small business, and people are hearing from Dr. Cohn tonight. Then we have Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and small business owner out of New York, out of Harlem, New York. He owns a number of businesses in New York. And we have all the way from Scotland, Miss Jan Mallock. And she is the positive productivity strategist. And she is just amazing. A few weeks ago, we had her on the show.
Yes,
so people can go back over those archives to listen what she's bringing to the platform. And when we have Miss Crystal Washington out of Houston, Texas, and she is a social media and marketing strategist, and she's going to teach us how to leverage social media. Then we have all the way from Hawaii, Mr. Brian Ridgway, who is a transformational coach and teacher. And then we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant out of Arizona, and she is a copyright and intellectual capital attorney. So she's going to teach us how to protect our stuff. Then we have Stephen Jackson out of New York, who is a new media guru. And then we have Mrs. Yolanda Webb, who is the CEO of Elan Cosmetics, and she's also the editor-in-chief of Elan Couture magazine. Then we have out of Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Sam Orme. Mr. Orme is the CEO of One Voice Worldwide headquarters in Atlanta, and they also have business in the UK. And then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Crawford is a millionaire, and he's also a joint venture expert. So he's going to be teaching with us how to make a million and make sure you keep some, and how to partner with others. Then we have Mr. Brian Delaney. We had him on last week, I think. What a phenomenal young man. Yeah. He is a guru in the SEO, search engine optimization, and he's coming to teach us how to stay upfront on all the search engines. And he is just amazing. That we have him managing our SEO for the Vision Weekend Conference. Then we have all the way from Israel, Mr. Kobe Haberman, and he is the head of the Peace Initiative there in Israel. But he is a global entrepreneur, and he's the CEO of Strategic Landscape. He's also the co-author of Strategic Leadership on the Soul. Then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III out of Detroit, and he is a personal productivity strategist. Then we have Miss Jennifer Sertl, and she is a thought leader and author. She is the co-author of Strategic Leadership on the Soul with Kobe Haberman. Then we have Miss Chandel Pitts, who is a design consultant. And then we have my co-host tonight, Mr. James Nemley, who is the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. And God has blessed me to be the founder and host of this conference. And it's an honor for me to be working with these amazing people. So the early bird cutoff is January the 10th. If you have not yet registered, you better run over there to the website, DaphneClarkHudson.com, and make sure you grab your space, because you don't want to be sitting around and saying, man, I could have, should have been there. You need it happen. This is the year, Jim, of choices.
Oh, it is. It is.
And it depends on what choices you are making for you. The ball is in your court. You better begin to play it.
That's right. And I'm so glad that we have CJ on the line, because I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm looking forward to speaking that, you know, over that weekend, but I'm looking forward even more to sit down and taking notes, just like I'm taking notes tonight, you know, because CJ is coming out with so much stuff. It's just fantastic. So, CJ,
beautiful.
Here you are again, and you know, now that we've gotten the business portion out of the way, letting people know that not only will they have an opportunity to learn from you tonight, they're only getting they're not even getting an appetizer. I'm going to tell you folks out there right now, I happen to know some of the background on Dominate Your Destiny, and what she's giving you right now ain't even an appetizer, all right? This is the appetizer before the appetizer before the appetizer that leads to the meal, and the meal is going to be March 23rd through the 26th. So, CJ, you were talking about the various things that your company is providing, you know, and we were discussing the shortcomings of business owners, startups, and what have you, and you were talking about developing brand, and can you continue on with the conversation there?
Yes, let me tell you about branding, and something that Daphne said that was so important. You know, your brand, that's what we, you know, branding is what the American Marketing Association says. A brand is a name, team, sign, or symbol, design, or combination of them that is intended to identify the goods and services that you are offering, okay? And your brand needs to be something that's clear, and not confusing. Yeah,
You know, like when I go to, and I don't really eat McDonald's, but when you go to McDonald's, you think about hamburgers, but they're selling chicken, they're selling salads. I'm like, what? So is it a hamburger joint or is it a chicken place? You know what I'm saying? So, but you are familiar with McDonald's. They sold enough hamburgers that when they decided to bring in more items, then it was okay with you. You know, you didn't care. But to start off, you need to have one thing going on until people are familiar with you and your company and your services before you start piling everything out. So you need to know who you are. And so that's why branding is so very, very important, because without that branding, I'm confused. Again, like, I don't know if you're selling shoes or you're selling movie tickets. You know, what are you doing? And that's it's okay if you got a variety store or you're a grocer or something like that. But if you are a small business owner, this is very important that you know what your target audience is and what you're trying to sell them. Because it is all about selling. If you plan to make, if you do it for the passion and just because you love to do it, that's fine. But bills still need to be paid, and we still need to know what you're passionate about.
That's right.
TJ, that's something powerful that you just said. Why do you think our people, they are so reluctant in learning about what their brands are, and they really don't want to put the effort into learning? Based on your experience and working in different communities, what are some of the reasons that you have identified?
Well, first thing, let me go back to my background. My first doctorate actually is in education. And dealing with education and on a professional level, I have found that people who exceed is that they're willing to take that extra step. They're willing to do something that someone else is not willing to do. If you are lazy, you know what I'm saying, if you have lazy habits and you don't read or listen or research, I'm really big on this. It's not because of, that I'm, you know, I have a degree in education, but it's so important to get what you need out of life. And it was said a long time ago that when it was against the law to teach blacks to read, because once they read a book, they would realize that slavery was wrong, and then they would know your rights. So if you can keep information and knowledge from people, you can keep them oppressed. Okay, so if you want to come out of oppression and depression, then you're going to have to develop some different habits. And one of it is stop being lazy. And it really boils down to, if you're sitting around, stop watching, and I love Big Bang Theory, so I'm not going to really say that, but pick up something else and look at something that's going to help you down the road. You see what I'm saying? People put their energies in the wrong direction. And I noticed this when I started off teaching. I was taught elementary, and then I started teaching on college level and then running a college, and I have found out that it's just depend on habits. And you can change the habits that you have now. Just because you had a habit for 20 years does not mean you cannot change. You can change where you are right now and make up your mind to start doing what is needed for you to succeed. You can't just wake up one morning, I mean, you know what I'm saying, and then bam, there it is. It does not work like that. And you can have all the faith in the world, but faith without works is dead. So you can have all the things you want, but if you don't have the fundamentals you need to succeed, and that is knowing what you're doing, you know, getting someone to help you out, and not you know, not cousin Lulu or whatever, going to the experts. Sometimes you got to go back to school. Sometimes you got to take a class. Get what you need. But I have found with our people, they don't want to do it. They want everything microwave, real quick. I want it right now. I want it overnight. God had even built a world overnight. So how are you going to be your business overnight if God took 6 days?
Right. So,
and
you know, I am happy that you well, not happy, but I was enlightened that you pointed out laziness, because along with the laziness, I think that they have decorated the laziness with a topping of entitlement, because I noticed everybody will, they are so quick to tell you that the government owe them this, the state owe them this, and somebody else owe them this, and they are ready to pull on another ethnic group that has it better than them. And I am always asking, but do you know why they have it better? And the reason they have it better is because of all the things that you just mentioned. They are not afraid to invest in themselves. They are not afraid to ask for help. And they are not afraid to let somebody know that they don't know something. And can you help me learn it? So I think that that's what we have to, as a people, we need to understand what it's all about. And this is one of the reasons why I think God has trusted us with the Vision Weekend Conference, because we are going to help people to understand all those gray areas that they stand up looking at. We are going to show them black and white and say, here is a plan with what you have to do. And we are going to hold them accountable, because we're not getting them there to be hyping them up to come back next year. As the years progress, you are going to be having a story to tell, and we expect you to be mentoring others so that they don't fall in the trenches that you were sitting for many years. So I'm excited that you shared that very valid point, CJ.
You know, one of the things, and I'm glad she did too, and I was listening exactly to what you were saying, Daphne. One of the, you know, I've worked with, at last count, and last time I counted how many businesses I worked with about 2 years ago, that number was up to about 4,000 businesses. One of the common threads that flows through there is the fact that a lot of folks who are either starting or already in business and they're in trouble, you know, they rely entirely upon their skill, and that's what brought them into business in the first place, their ability to do a particular thing. The problem with them having to now learn other things is the fact that then all of a sudden they find themselves out on an island, confident of what they know how to do, not recognizing that it's not enough, and then just going into total denial that they need to know more in order to make this work. I mean, after all, when I worked for Acme, Acme was making all these millions of dollars off of my back, all of the blood, sweat, and tears that I put in that business. Now I'm doing it for myself, and I can't make money. I made money for Acme. How come I can't make money for myself? They don't realize that there's a whole lot more information they need and more skills that they need. And I believe a lot of them are traumatized. I've run into this over and over and over again. When you start doubting that your skills can take you someplace, you lose all hope.
You know what, Jim, I got to tell you, traumatized is a perfect word to use, okay?
Yeah.
One of the shows that we're doing, I think it's the first show we're doing in 2012 on next Tuesday on Dominate Your Destiny on Block Talk Radio is Trends for 2012. Because what worked last year won't work this year. Okay,
right.
And one thing you said very important, you can make millions of dollars for a company, but that company has a support team that is telling them daily as things are changing that you've got to change with the culture. If not, you will be left behind. And we all know the Xerox story or the IBM story. You know, the IBM waited too late to get into the game, and HP took over the portable computer. Because IBM waited too long. Xerox decided they didn't want to do anything but Xerox, and they lost money. So you to change. I love the way you put that, because that is so true. Just because you work for a company, but that company has all these people in marketing and committees and teams to help them stay on top of the game. And that's what you've got to do. You know, when you do your business.
The other thing, too, with people, Jim, and that's an amazing scenario that you pull forth. The other thing, too, they will leave that big company. They were working like dogs there. And when they get into their own business, all of a sudden, they think they're supposed to be put in half the time that they used to put in at the job.
Oh,
and
amen.
They're looking to become
so
successful. So they have no commitment and dedication to what they step out to do, and then they blame everybody else for their success, along with all the things that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. There's a myriad of problems, and you know, I won't even say that because you know, when I go out and I speak, I lay out things. You know, I'm beyond the sales portion. I don't sell anybody anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm invited to go out and speak, I speak. I lay out, you know, what do you want me? What subject matter? I lay my subject matter out. But I know this. I know that, you know, there's only two reasons why anyone makes any purchase at all. It's either to increase pleasure or to decrease pain.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm in the pain relief business.
That's
and
right.
When I start throwing stuff up there, and I start talking to you, and I do it with some amusement and so forth, but I know that what I'm hitting you with is very painful. I'm introducing you to your pain, and sometimes you can't get to people until you've introduced them to their pain. And now, But when you do that, what they're recognizing is that you may have an answer. That's why I was having CJ list out the things that her company does, because I know of all of the people that listen to this program that they're hearing their problem or they're hearing something that they don't have in their business that they need for their business.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening to this conversation and they're saying, wow, this sounds just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has introduced me to my pain. CJ, do me a favor right now. Why don't you give our listeners a way for them to contact you, whether it's phone number, website. Let them know how they can reach you.
Well, our website is dominateyourdestiny.com. As simple as that, dominateyourdestiny.com. You can reach us on the web. You can reach us on, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, I'm on LinkedIn. You know, if you type in Dominate Your Destiny, you're going to find me. Miss CJ and Dominate Your Destiny also has a radio program, a weekly radio program that airs Tuesdays at 12:30. So you can contact me at any of that. And our phone number is 615-541-9350. So you can contact us directly by phone. So we're there for you at any time. And if you're in the middle of the night and you're like I am, sometimes inspiration hits you at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can shoot us an email through Dominate Your Destiny. There's a contact form, and we will get someone back to you by close of business day. We promise you that.
So, folks, I want you to make certain that you use that contact information. And one of the worst things about being in pain is recognizing you're in pain, knowing what you need to do to get out of pain, but not doing it.
Mm.
So make certain you call.
CJ.
Yes.
Why did you think it was of vital importance to be part of the Vision Weekend platform?
Oh, definitely. That's almost a show in itself. We do something that we call the Peas of Flow, okay? And this weekend that you have coming up defines everything that we're about, okay?
Mm.
The peas that we're talking about. We're talking about passion. Everyone needs to be passionate about what they have. It's going to teach people about patience. It's going to teach people about purpose, okay? All of these things are coming in. It's going to give them power, power to be able to achieve the things they want before them. And then destiny. You are destined to be great. You are destined to be excellent. And this weekend is going to show you how to do this. You have gathered the best of the best from all across the world. How can you not want to be a part of this weekend coming up? I dumped another conference just to be a part of this conference because it was so magnificent. Because of the people that line up, come on. We do conferences all across the country. We go in for a day. We give you a boot camp. You know, you hear three or four speakers. You know, you get some workshops, and you're done. You've got 18 people. You got a panel. You have everything covered, okay, except for what to wear. You know what I'm saying? This is awesome because it's all about the vision. It's the same vision that we have. We love it. We absolutely love it.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times and how many places I've spoken. I have to say personally, I have never been a part of a conference like this before in all of my life.
Never.
And I am one. I am out there. I mean, that's how I make my living. I mean, that's what I do. And I've never, ever, 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 ever been a part of anything like this. It is huge. You know, maybe folks don't understand that this isn't done. And Daphne, tell them about the unique feature. You know, you were speaking a little bit about it earlier. You know, because I know that I go to conferences myself when I'm not speaking. When I go to learn, you know, I can only get to hear a couple or a few people because there's this breakout session over there and that breakout session over there. So then what I tend to do is I'll go with a few people so that I can say, okay, you go there, and I'll go over here.
We all have handouts, and yet when we get home with all those handouts, we have no idea what to do with them. And,
absolutely,
you know,
not.
We all have done that because we are trying to get our money's worth, and this is why this is designed, that you come into the Hudson Theater, the historic Hudson Theater at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. You only need to get up for bathroom breaks and to go for your meals or to go back to your room when it concludes. Because every speaker that comes on that stage, you will be there to listen to them teach you. As you look at all the topics, it is designed to minister to you and to empower you. Everything you want is going to be there. If you don't get it, it's because you're not there. But once you are there, you're not going to say, well, I have to go to this room or I have to go to that room. No, you don't. You sit right there, you get your pads and your pen, and you begin to take notes. And afterwards, you are going to be able to purchase the DVDs that you can have that to help you during the year. Plus, there are other things that we are going to unveil that you are going to be a part of. You don't know what God is getting ready to do there. This conference is going to be like none other that you have ever gone to. I tell you, Jim, every time I read the flyer with the speakers, tears come to my eyes. And the reason, not because I'm a crybaby, because God told me in 2011, just be still and allow me to select the people. And I tell you, I'm strong-headed. So that was a bit of a challenge for me to do, to sit still. But let me tell you, it was worth it. The obedience was worth it because, Jim, I could not have selected this platform. I don't know how to do it. I don't have the know-how. And I'm just so thankful that I was obedient enough to allow the Holy Spirit to pull this all together. And I must tell you, with the exception of CJ and her husband who came on last, no one on the platform knew who was on the platform when they said yes to the invitation. Nobody. It was not until 2 months after I have everybody together, I sent an email and said, folks, here are the people and the platform.
That's right.
So it
That's
shows
right.
you that God work on the hearts of everybody. Everybody on this platform has the interest of entrepreneurs and small business people right in the core of their being. People talking
That's
about
what I mean.
The economy is bad, and this conference is here to help us. Like I was listening to one of Simon Unplugged DVD yesterday, and he says, listen, there's opportunity to buy up the economy now and everything that is going on. So get busy and buy it up. So when everybody's complaining about recession, you're going to be able to say, not here, because look on what I have accomplished during this time.
This is actually the time for small businesses to get up and running. We have
That's
to remember this, and, you know, my job primarily is a life coach. And I tell you, this is how this country was built on small businesses. And a lot
That's
of the small businesses are still in, we still buy Levi jeans. We still go to JCPenney's. Sears is still hanging on there. Those were small companies.
Small businesses,
Y'all small, you know, we used to call them mom and pop stores.
Yep,
and look at them now. So you have to realize that this country was built on small business. And small business will always be in demand. Don't let the economy fool you. When the economy is down, that's when it's ready for small businesses to come up, get running. This is your time.
Billionaires were made in the Great Depression.
That's right. And this still is happening, you know. I said there's a lot of wealth. It's probably not equally distributed, but that's not our concern. We need to
go
out there and make things happen. And we have a guest that just... That's right. Join
that's
on
right.
Guest 7623. We are done. We are winding down. So if you have a question for our distinguished guest, you need to call 347-0202-0754. So, guess if you have a question, you need to call in now to 347-202-0754. So, we love to hear your voice. So, you can call in right now. We only have like 7 minutes left, but we still have time to take your question if you have one.
That's right. Yeah, I'm really excited about the conference because, yes, the quality of speakers and the ability for those who attend to take a deep breath, sit down, compose themselves, listen intently to what's being told by one of the speakers, then eat, compose yourself, sit down and listen to the next one. No running around. You don't need a diagram of the hotel so that you can figure out what banquet room or what other room the person that you're coming there to hear is going to be speaking in. You don't have to worry about reaching into someone's room who you'd love to be able to sit down and listen to, but you got to go listen to this other one. So you dash near real quick, you run around, you grab some collateral material, you run out. Oh, what a waste. Come on
and you
now,
know what,
folks,
Jim?
And get fixed.
After people run and pick up all of that, they are exhausted and they didn't even spend 15 minutes to hear one of the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And they get back to their hotel room and they put all the papers out on their bed. They didn't know which one came from where, and they are utterly confused. As a speaker, I learn, and when I speak now, I stop putting my hand out. I don't put my hand out until the end of my class. So too bad if you're not there to have participate in an interactive presentation, you're not getting it because I'm not putting the hand out for that same reason. And people go home and they give bad names to conferences because they keep hopping and hopping. So I'm glad that God gave us the insight to structure the conference the way that we have it here.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great conference. It is absolutely fabulous to have that much, and I put it in the chat room, that much knowledge in one place at one time.
I think we might have to take out some extra insurance, you see, because I think having all that business brain trust in one spot, if something catastrophic happens, this world is going to lose a lot.
You know, one gentleman said there's going to be so much energy there at the Millennium. He said fuses are going to be blowing all over the place.
I think they're going to owe us for electricity. Are you kidding me? They could shut their electricity off. That place is going to glow.
It is.
I'm telling you.
Amazing.
It's just amazing. So I want to just remind people to go to www.DaphneClarkHudson.com, and right there on the front page, you will see all the information pertaining to the conference. And one additional thing too, Jim, people who are interested in helping us to get the conference in front of their friends and family members and resources, they can become an affiliate by going to the end of the page and look in the section where you have the gray text, and you'll see one of those section is called affiliate. You can make $100 for each person that you encourage to register to come to the conference. So I encourage people to do that too, because you can use that money to offset your costs for attending the Vision Weekend conference.
There you go. Hey, how do you like that? A conference that features so much meat and you're able to make money on it.
That's right. And another thing, Jim, I forgot to tell people, their registration covers 5 meals. We will have additional tickets for people who want to attend the network event where they can rub shoulders with the speakers the night before the conference begins. And also, on Saturday night, we are having a gala with entertainment and fashion show that people will be able to purchase additional tickets for. So we are getting you there to treat you the way that successful business people are supposed to be, the lifestyle that we are all supposed to be experiencing.
So you're going to feed them. You mean they don't have to come with some cup of soup?
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
And that thing is going to raise their blood pressure. Yes, and we're not having boxed meals either. We are having hot meals, and people can dress up to go to the banquet. So hey, that
dress
one
up?
Is going.
So you saying the banquet could be black tie as well, huh?
Oh,
who
yeah.
gives me an excuse to buy a new dress?
Well, it's going to be a classy gala affair on that Saturday night. So people, that's going to be open to the public, and people who are not even at the conference can purchase their tickets to come to that. So we encourage people to get their tickets as soon as we put it out on sale. So I'm just so excited about everything that is getting ready to take place there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. CJ, why don't you one more time give folks the way that they can reach you?
They can reach me. If they type in CJ Cohen, they're going to find me all over the web. So, you know, I'm there on the web. But dominateyourdestiny.com. That's all you have to remember, dominateyourdestiny.com. And all the information is there, as well as I think the website has been changed. I've noticed that the radio program was not on there. But dominateyourdestiny.com is how you can contact us, and you will see a list of services that our company does offer to help you to dominate your destiny, just to make your company more valuable.
And folks, make certain that you absolutely reach out, because if you've heard all of this and you've not made that move to check it out, then you're not even interested in succeeding. Daphne, who's our guest next week?
Mr. Sam Orm is our guest next week. So It's going to be another powerful show.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to that. And folks, if you haven't taken note, if you haven't even thought about what you're going to do in terms of getting to this conference, then it's on you. You can't blame anyone for your not being successful. You want to be successful.